Welcome in, Iowa Hawkeye fans, to another episode of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. I am Luke Myers. We got a full cast. Joey, Sten, and Theo all here today.
What?
It's been a little bit since we've been on. A lot of Hawkeye news. It's kind of hard to talk about the Hawkeyes all through the month, all through the summer months, because there isn't really a whole lot going on. But how we doing, fellas?
The sun is shining. The drinks are cold already. It's Holy Cross days here in beautiful Holy Cross, Iowa. Let's have a good day.
I don't have a mic for this podcast, so you're not going to hear a lot from me today. Luke gave me the broken mic. But other than that, I'm doing all right. I worked at the Field of Dreams game. Life, once-in-a-lifetime experience. Best thing I ever did.
Classic brag.
Yep. Great day to have a great day. Almost got my head chopped off last night, but we're here. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, moment of silence, standing applause for one you.
Yeah,
for last
fine.
Night, yeah. He got hit in the head with a pitch at a semi-pro baseball tournament. Whatever, he's here.
Neck.
It was close enough to the head. It still would have hurt.
I would argue that it's hurt worse to get hit in the neck than the head. You have a helmet on your head.
Yeah. I've gotten hit in the head before, and I didn't hit the helmet.
Right here. They were also throwing lob balls at like 50 miles an hour when you were 6 years old.
Getting hit in the head at 50 miles an hour still doesn't feel
good. I don't
think
any six-year-olds are throwing it at 50.
It was Joey Lehman.
Okay, and then maybe. And then maybe.
Yeah, but where should we start? Because, I don't know, Austin, you said you took a lot of notes. Are those all notes?
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Hey, I come prepared, okay?
Yeah, so you tell us where to start then.
All of my notes are just kind of football related. Holy and shit. They're just kind of scattered. But basically, I broke it into three different sections regarding the football team. I put areas of concern, people that I'm most excited to watch, and then just kind of general commentary on the team in general, and then I have a just for fun section also.
Okay. I don't know where we should start, because that's a lot of shit to cover, and we do plan on doing like a football preview coming up here shortly. Try and get David Eichhold on for that, but you know what? Let's start here. Because I think this is like the most relevant news over the last couple of months is Luka Garza and Joe Wieskamp got drafted into the NBA, proving all the haters wrong. Both landed in pretty good spots, I think. But what do we think so far? Have you watched any of the summer league?
Luka's been Dyson. He the other night he had a very Dirk-esque moment. Did the one leg fadeaway?
I've said all along that's sexy. His best player comp, Dirk. Yeah. I've said it since day one.
It was a pretty sweet move, but I haven't actually watched any games to see how he's looked. But I did see he had 10 and 12, what was that, like last night or two nights ago?
Yep. And he went 5 for 6 from the field, typical Luka Garza fashion.
I keep seeing on like the sports fan pages that they're just not getting him the ball at all. He's not getting like chances to score.
But also, he was never like... he never had like enough of a killer instinct where, like, especially in the NBA, he needs to be more selfish than Wheezy ever was at Iowa. Like, sometimes he was too passive and would let the game come to him instead of like taking over. Wheezy needs to do a lot more of that if he wants to be like a significant contributor in the NBA.
Yeah, the other night, didn't he go? He had 3 points, but he only took one shot or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
The NBA is a selfish basketball league. Wieskamp needs to have more of that if he wants to be successful.
Who's more successful in the long run?
Wieskamp.
Really?
I think he has a lot better chance.
Yeah, I mean, especially shooters league.
Wieskamp type player can last a lot longer, too.
He's going
to be taking a lot less contact than Luka.
Yeah, I mean, the league is going small, so even if Luka, like, is a good shooter and he can do kind of other things, like, he's not just strictly, like, a big man to sit down on the block and, you know, whatever, the league is just moving away from that type of player so much that it's easier for a Wieskamp type player to stay in longer.
Not to say that either of them are going to make it.
Yeah, that's very true. If you can shoot the three, though, you have a good chance, and he can do that very well.
See, I think Luka, he lost, 20 pounds? So he should look quicker. And his defense, I think, has looked a lot better as well.
He had 5 blocks last night.
Yeah, 5 blocks. That's a lot. I remember in Roy Devin Marble's first game in the NBA, he had 5 steals, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, let's go. Straight to the hall.
That was short-lived.
That crumbled.
What was his rating on 2K? Like a 68 or something like that?
Seems high.
It was the lowest rating on 2K, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Hey, he's on 2K, though. You can never take that away from him.
Yeah, so am I. You face scan and everything.
Oh, yeah.
My career.
Yep. Man, I haven't played 2K in a while. But other than that, there's really not any basketball news. We haven't landed any commits really since then, I don't think, since the middle of June.
Oh, how about Caitlin Clark tearing it up in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Well, expected.
It's not the, like, Olympics Olympics.
Well, it's like junior Olympics.
Whatever.
Is
I
it,
mean, yeah.
It's just like the U19 team. I don't know what it is. Just, it's not to take away from what she's doing.
All I know is they're sticking it to Chinese Taipei.
Yeah. Well, they're playing for Team USA, yeah, so it's got to be.
That counts as the Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she has been killing it, though. I mean, I saw the other night they won, like, 140 to 50 or something like that. Yeah,
I mean, it's unfair when the rest of the world plays basketball against the United States. In any, like, age level, it doesn't make a difference. We're just the best.
Even this year, we were, like, the NBA players were just terrible at first.
They were mailing it in.
I heard that's because they all went out and getting hammered.
In
like,
Vegas.
Every night.
They were just partying in Vegas.
Well, because it was exhibition games, and then they were just smoked, and they'd, like, wake up, be hungover and shit. And then
James Harden, notorious for that.
He wasn't even on the Olympic team, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it just goes to, like, we added JaVale McGee as, like, a late addition because people were just dropping out or whatever. And even with JaVale McGee, like, as our starting center some nights, like, we can still just shit down the rest of the world's throat in basketball when we really want to.
I used to hate JaVale McGee, but I love him now.
I still don't
because
like
he plays for the Lakers?
No, he played for the Lakers.
Yeah. Did you see the one article about that the title was Kevin Durant and Draymond Green spotted drunk after winning gold?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that was like when everybody blew up at Tom Brady for being hammered after that Super Bowl parade.
Oh my god.
He was walking around like
well,
he was,
yeah, he was clearly hammered,
him.
But
yeah, you
give the guy a break.
It's like the pinnacle of sport. You
it's going to be me in about 5 hours.
You work your entire life to like get to that point in time. Of course you're going to go out and just celebrate like fucking crazy.
Yeah, all the Karens were like, he's supposed to be a role model for all these kids. And I'm like, shut up.
I don't know if anybody mentioned this, but when he threw the trophy, they were throwing the trophy, and that lady is like going on about it.
My grandpa was the founder of that trophy.
That was so disrespectful to silversmiths or whatever. Okay,
suck
Karen.
Yeah, fuck you.
Suck my balls.
But, okay, so that's all the women's basketball talk we got. Thomas Gilman won bronze. Or no, did he win bronze?
Yeah, he
won bronze.
Third bronze.
Former wrestling?
Yes.
Who cares?
That's a hot.
A lot of
always
people.
Be a hot take.
It's only our best sport.
Also, we do have a live audience. First time, maybe.
You want to make some noise back there?
Yeah, audience. You love the HDR. Let's go.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions in the early parts of the podcast?
Any questions at all? Life?
How many beers today?
Ooh. All of them.
I'll just go drinks all around because we did mix up 5 gallons of vodka lemonade, and there will be beers involved later.
A lot.
I'll say the over-under per person at 21.
Yeah, it's a fair line.
Okay, well, but is it 21 of those cups?
Trent, there's
or
a lot of
like,
beers in that Jim Overweis cooler,
here,
isn't there?
You know he loves his vodka lemonade.
Yeah, I can confirm at least 40 beers in that cooler. They'll probably all be gone by the end of the day.
Yeah, so we mentioned Holy Cross days today. We're getting Van McCaffrey back in the parade. We're throwing out bracelets and Tootsie Rolls. So,
woo,
yeah.
Don't break young children because we will be hucking those things out of there.
We come.
Yeah,
we
also,
come
for, it's a bit concerning. We're going to be driving a van and throwing candy to children.
I'm going to be
hot seat us.
I'm just going to be riding in the back, drinking vodka lemonade. I'm not doing shit.
We might open the back doors.
Yeah, I think
open,
that would be a good
and
idea.
And then we roll down the front windows.
Takes away all the privacy.
What do you need? You're in a parade. What privacy do you want in a parade?
This ain't the first. We did the Holy Cross Days a couple years ago. And then, what was it, one other parade we've done?
Polk City July Fest or something like that.
I want to say Pride Fest, but no.
No, it's like Freedom?
Freedom Festival.
Is that
what
it's called?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. Steve, if you're listening to this.
Shout out Polk City.
Shoot us a message. But, so, football talk now?
I think so. I mean, it's the most relevant topic at this point in time.
All right, so just think about it. Let me set the scene for you. 3 weeks from now, we wake up. Back in Black is blaring through your sound system.
New tradition, by the way. Got the old Back in Black album. Got these big-ass speakers. I'm going to bust open the back door and play for the tailgaters. Oh,
it's going to be awesome.
Okay, so that's blaring. You crack a Bush Light. You take a shower. Austin's making a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, that's a key part to a tailgate morning.
Breakfast.
You got the sausage, egg, and cheese, breakfast sandwiches, and then also some type of breakfast beer, usually like a Red's Blueberry Ale. Good beer to drink while you're making breakfast at 6 a.m. on a game day.
Never had it.
You should try it.
You can only stomach a couple.
Yeah. That's why it's a breakfast beer.
I just stick to a good old screwdriver. It always does.
It's
a
breakfast beer.
I usually just crack a Busch Light.
A good breakfast beer this year could be a Busch Light Apple.
That might be a go-to.
It's like apple juice.
Yep.
And then, okay, so you got a nice little buzz cooking once we leave Joey's house on Joey and Austin's house on Melrose.
Fuck.
Sorry, Stin. Calm down. And then we walk down Melrose past Kinnick, bring up Van McCaffrey to our tailgating spot, post up shop there. This is all 3 weeks away, fellas. We're talking 21 days.
There goes legend Paul Eugene Myers.
Oh, actually, he's pulling in.
Oh,
he's pulling in.
He's going to stop for a beverage.
Oh, man.
He washed it up nice and shiny for the parade today. Not going in the parade, but just wants it to look good.
Crowd's going
to
be electric.
Just going to stance it in the front yard.
Yeah. Put it right up on the curb.
So what are you looking forward to most that first day?
Tailgating. Actually, tailgating.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, because I remember last year we recorded a podcast the night before the first Iowa game was supposed to happen, and it was so fucking sad.
Yeah.
Well, like,
I told you what we're looking for.
Yeah, tailgating. What do you want me to say? Like, smashing a million beers on Melrose Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, too. Yeah,
well, that's tailgating.
Yeah, that's a part of tailgating.
All right.
What are you looking forward to most if it's not that?
Yeah.
No, I said the first thing you're looking forward to most.
Yeah, still tailgating.
Yeah, tailgating. Yeah. And then the game happens. Like, tailgating, game.
Order of events.
Yeah.
It's please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah. Goes tailgating, football game, after football game, drinks, bars.
What's it gonna be like if Iowa, God forbid, does lose those first two games?
Well, Indiana is a very losable game.
That sounds like your average Iowa Hawkeye football season to me.
Oh, you mean like every football season normally? Oh, good team, disappointing.
It's not like if they lose to Indiana, we're hitting the panic button.
Two disappointing early season losses that make the rest of your games not really relevant because you're not playing anything.
I think that the panic button is always at least a quarter engaged with this team. Because one loss, that's why that's why I don't like football as much as basketball. One loss, your season's basically over. Iowa.
The panic button, like the glass case that's around it, is just like permanently open for Iowa football, and your hand is kind of hovering like halfway above it.
I don't know. It hasn't ever really been pushed that hard though. Like at the end of 2014, when we had the Beathard Rudock situation, that was the only.
Yeah, there were some people calling for Kirk's head a couple times.
Yeah, that was.
To be fair, he was an idiot for keeping Rudock as a starter for as long as he did. Like literally one season with CJ Beathard as a starter.
He did good at Michigan though.
Rudock did well his first year too.
He actually started throwing the ball deep.
I was at that the Nebraska Iowa game when Rudock threw two interceptions in our own end zone.
So was I.
And that was. It was brutal. Oh, Brian's trying to corral the dog.
We got a loose dog. Oh, yeah, we got a question in the crowd.
Question.
The fans want to know, is the podcast going to make it to Ames?
So, actually, there's an Alan Jackson concert in Des Moines that we're supposed to go to that day. But I'm pretty stubborn on never going to Ames.
Ames is fun. I don't care if it says I don't like the school, but Ames, I've been there to tailgate, and the tailgate scene is was pretty electric when we were there.
I did black out at a tailgate one time and find $40 cash on the ground, and then I bought a bunch of Pizza Hut. It was pretty awesome.
So it sounds like your average Saturday night.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, not fine.
Minus finding $40, but blacked out and bought a bunch of pizza.
You got a point there.
Yeah, but would you like to see us there? You want us live from Ames?
I would, yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Man.
Could be the move.
Should we go there and start asking people what their favorite hurricane is again?
Yeah, flashback to this podcast.
Yeah.
That is some funny stuff. Let's get the audio for that in there.
I'll probably be in Ames this year. That'll be a good time.
All right. So, let's talk some football players. You guys still hate Spencer Petras?
No.
I'll give him 1 week.
I don't hate him.
Really?
I've seen a lot of hype that he's fixed a lot of stuff and he's going to be good.
I heard
it's
a lot of
hype.
Me
a lot of hope.
I heard a lot of hype before he ever started that he was the next Jared Goff.
Hey, he still got this year.
Hey, he broke all Jared Goff's records, or was that Padilla?
No, that was that's what everybody said. That's why everybody was so excited about it.
So,
I don't hate him. I think he improved over the year.
He didn't have an off season last year.
Yeah.
He had a very off season last year. Oh, but I don't know. I think that he'll we were harsh on him last year, especially because of, like, the way that we lost the first two games, and everybody was just like, we were so antsy for football to come around that, you know, when we lost those first two games, everybody was just pissed off. I think that he will be better because he did get better as the season went on. And then, like, obviously it helps any starting quarterback to have like a normal spring practice, a normal like summer like workouts, and then a full fall practice. He didn't have any of that. I saw that Kirk said the other day, Petras last summer had to spend 30 days like in quarantine isolating, and he never like tested positive for COVID because he was just like close contact. So that was like 30 days where he couldn't even be like going to a high school field and getting in work with his receivers. So like, I think that he'll be a lot better once, since he's had, you know, so much more time to put it together. But at the same time, if, you know, in the first two games he comes out and looks pretty bad, or, you know, whatever the case might be, I wonder if, you know, and obviously the fan base will be saying, put in Padilla, give him a shot, let's see what we can do. I wonder how, like, how far the coaching staff would actually go down that road.
No, they're going to let him play forever. It's Kirk Ferentz. He does that with every bad to mediocre quarterback. He never gives the second guy a chance.
That's not true. Because Rudock was bad his second year, and he
started literally until the bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Beathard was mixed in there, and then
he played for one game at Pitt when Rudock was hurt. Besides that, Rudock started every game that season. And then he started every game the next season until the bowl game when he got benched.
It's actually remarkable we won 7 games that year, because we were pretty terrible. But
speaking of the whole Petras situation, though, I don't think it matters how good he is, because we are going to ride and die on Tyler Goodson this year.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's going to... Doak Walker.
Nope. There's a lot of good running backs.
I wouldn't
backs.
Count on it, but...
That's, yeah. Also, I don't know. We tend to be not the best team in the world at, like, when opposing defenses know that this is, like, our go-to person of scheming well so that they can still be productive even though the, like, the other defense is, like, game planning around them.
Yeah, I don't know. Who was in that chat when I said Goodson's an elite running back, and they argued with me about it? Do you think?
I don't think he is yet. I mean, he could develop into elite, but I thought Sargent was the better back the last 2 years.
Any thoughts there? Because I'll die. I think Goodson's the best.
I think Sargent's probably a better receiving back, but I think Goodson is definitely a better.
Sargent's just all around more explosive. I mean, there's. If Sargent sees a hole, he's through it. Goodson dances around too much. He needs to figure out just. He needs.
Sometimes it's good to do that. Le'Veon Bell,
Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Okay. You guys are naming really good running backs. That's
exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, not every single running back is just gonna like smash into the first hole that they see. Like, it's there's more nuance. I mean, there's more nuance being a
that's
running
what,
back.
That's
than,
what they're doing after the game is smashing into the first hole they see.
Oh my God. No, I've always thought Goodson was overrated.
Well, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why? Sorry.
Goodson seems like a guy you would totally be a fan of, too.
He's like Akram Wadley, but better.
Yeah, well,
I think.
Yeah, not yet.
Look how Wadley turned out. Now everybody hates him.
Wadley's, oh, okay, but he Wadley's was awesome
like
while he was at
top
Iowa.
Five, or probably top 10 running back in the history of Iowa.
Probably top that, five, I think,
I'll
would be safe.
I'll be the first to say there's not a ton of great competition there.
What?
Top 10? It's not like Iowa has had renowned running backs.
Yeah, I think it's probably
not that difficult
guys,
to say top 10
they have
for
these
sure.
Guys that come in and are like studs for 1 year, but that's just because our offensive line is so good all the time.
And then they tear their ACL
Mark
or get a chick
Wiseman,
pregnant.
Number one on the yeah. list.
Wiseman for Heisman. remember Brandon Wager? He was supposed to be the next great thing.
Yeah, so was Robinson.
Wager actually played for the Panthers.
Robinson was good. He just tore his ACL like three
times.
Didn't
he knock up a chick, too?
Yeah, I think that's Wager. Yeah, they might have both done it, actually.
you just want to do one of those things where you sit around naming old players for a minute or two?
No.
Nah.
I think hey, man, Marcus Coker, huh? What a trip that
was. He
was
good.
Remember him in, what was it, the Insight Bowl?
Yeah, he lit up against
Missouri.
Kanziri was good.
Kanzi, yeah, oh was. Man, oh, we're getting started. Fred Russell, you guys remember him?
The fuck no.
No.
Damn.
Sad. A little bit before my time.
Eh, just a little.
I remember Fred Russell.
I don't remember him, like, super well. That was, like, before, like, I was into Hawkeye sports in the way that
Stin became an
am.
Iowa fan in 2015.
Yep. Shut the hell
noted
up.
Noted Iowa fan. We're going back to Indy, though, right? If they make it?
Obviously.
Yeah, okay. Seems...
First Saturday in December. That place was fun, but I think they could have that a lot. They could have the Big Ten championships a lot better place.
Question
for
the crowd
basketball?
Or what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Do not come.
I'm going to cub.
Do not come.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you're just not allowed to wear any Illinois stuff.
We can fit 7 legally in Van McCaffrey. We can comfortably fit 10 in Van McCaffrey.
Well, sir, I live in
comfortable. Yeah, I don't know. You can get 10 in there. Comfortably at 10 is a stretch.
If you have the back bench seat down, unless there's any cops listening, we only have 7 in there. Because there's the back bench seat, you know?
I don't know if that's actually a seat.
It's not legal. I said not legal.
I don't even know that it's meant to be sat on. I think it's part of, like, the bed when it goes down.
I know
down.
For a fact I've ridden in that van and sat on that before, though. For, like, a long trip.
I don't know.
But, yeah, also, we got a tailgating spot. I'm not sure.
We got another question from the crowd.
Oh, Trent.
This is Trent Pruitt from the Primetime Sports Betting Network. According to BetMGM Sportsbook, the win total is 8.5. What do you fellas thinking? Are we going to clear that?
Oh, that's an over. We might lose the first two games, but
I think that is going to be really close.
Yeah. Okay. So games this year that I have serious questions like about us winning, like toss-ups. I think Indiana, Iowa State, Wisconsin, Penn State are all coin tosses. And besides that, Iowa usually has one disappointing game throughout the season.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully, we don't play Purdue this year.
And Northwestern always plays us tough. So.
And terrible news, that Bell is still at Purdue as well, I believe. So he's due for a 3-touchdown game this year.
How do we let him cook us?
Who's our quarterback this year?
Jeff Brohm is, like, not a very good coach, except for when he's against Iowa, and then he turns into, like, Urban Meyer. Makes no sense.
Yeah, well, Pat Fitzgerald, too.
Yeah.
He's the same. Yeah, but...
Do you know that Iowa's lost, like... 8 of 9 one-score games against Northwestern. And
dude,
like,
did you see, what was that I saw on Twitter? It was like since 17 or 18, Iowa has only lost one game by more than one touchdown.
Yeah.
Or by double digits or whatever it was.
All right, let me just run down the schedule quick.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Indiana, Iowa State, let's count them as losses. Kent State, Colorado State, Maryland.
We might drop one to Maryland there.
No.
No, we will
Although
not.
Although we got two as a
and
little
then,
brother.
Then we have Penn State.
Could be an L.
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, Penn State. Maybe we finally broke that curse last year, but I would never count a game against Penn State as a W.
And then we got Purdue, Wisconsin, Northwestern.
So all three of those could be losses.
Yeah, but all three of them could be wins.
Yeah,
too.
I don't know. We have a lot of games where I think that we're pretty evenly matched against all of these teams. So a couple good breaks or bad breaks here or there are probably going to be the difference in how the season goes.
We could lose the first two games and go 10-2. I'm pretty confident in that.
Jeez. Yeah, if you're going to be riding that all year.
Luke's expecting a last season performance.
Yeah, last year we lost the first two and won 6 in a row before Michigan.
The only reason
Missouri
we lost
pitches.
Against Northwestern is because Brian Farron's dumbass decided that with a 17-point lead we were going to pass the ball 57 fucking times.
53, but yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, with Petrus and notable fucking reliable guy in it.
No shit.
That was Petrus's first or second game.
He scored 17 in the first quarter and then 3 for the rest of the goddamn game.
But we were gifted 17 points.
Yeah, those points. What was it? Yeah. How'd they come?
You don't got to
like...
apologize for the points that they give you.
Yeah, they were so unearned.
Yeah. But,
they are really good.
We won't do record predictions now. We'll wait for that one.
Yeah, that can be for
12-0.
12-0? No, we're coming for 15-0. We're coming for that ass. All right. I think the boys had a few.
You think it's
questions.
More likely that we go 0-12 or 12-0?
12-0.
12-0. There's no chance that we lose to both Akron and Colorado State.
Yeah.
There's no our quarterback?
Kent State. We play Colorado also, right?
Colorado State.
Colorado State comes here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so it's Kent State, not Akron?
Yeah, it's Kent State.
Yeah, there's no way we lose to both those teams, so for that reason only, I say it's more likely that we go 12-0.
Yeah. Isn't Kent State like a powerhouse?
No.
It was the home of, was it, not Wes Welker, Julian Edelman? Is that where he went?
Steve Stone.
I think we have more questions here. What do you got, guys?
Oh, I got a statement and then a question. So my statement is I'd like to formally invite you guys to my Northbrook apartment for the Northwestern game.
Wow, big of you.
That would... be great to have you guys up there. You can see Chicago's Big Ten team. My question for the suits are here. Is Kirk on the hot seat if the Hawks finish 5-7?
No.
No.
That
no
dude's
way.
Got a lifetime contract. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it never expired.
He got extended like two seasons ago. That takes him like through the 2026 season. That's probably just going to be his last contract and then he'll move on. But I don't think he gets fired before his contract is up.
Oh, never.
Unless Iowa doesn't have the balls to fire him.
Well, unless Gary Barta doesn't stirs have the balls up to that fire actually him. Provides fact to the whole racial stuff last year. But I mean,
I think we're past that, and I think we're past that in terms of like Kirk being implicated. Like there was that like investigation by the law firm, and they specifically like said that he was not like accountable for it.
There seems to be one big issue with that, and that big issue is no longer with the program. So.
Right. Not to say that you know all of that stuff isn't still you know a lingering issue around the program, especially in terms of like recruiting, but. Like in terms of specifically Kirk Ferentz, I don't think that that's an issue anymore.
People say the whole recruiting thing because the class is down in size and numbers like this year, but we had like almost nobody graduate. We have a ton of people returning.
Yeah, that's true.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean the class was always going to be smaller, but like things like we've missed in our top three tight end targets. Like one of them went to Auburn, which is not known for producing tight ends. When stuff like that starts happening, when Iowa is literally like the thing that we do best is develop tight ends. When you start missing on like all of your top targets for that, people start asking questions.
Okay, but you have to, especially in the way NIL is working nowadays. They're going to be able to make a lot more money at Auburn.
See, I don't, like, Iowa is, like, obviously Alabama and, like, Auburn football fans are kind of just a different breed. I think there's potential to
make... Same bloodline, though.
Yeah, they're just all cousins is what it actually is.
I think that, like, Iowa presents kind of a unique opportunity, though, because the state doesn't have any professional teams. People live and die by the college football team, so you don't have... like companies or individuals, whatever, like having endorsements for, you know, an NBA or an NFL team or like professional players, all of, you know, kind of fans' energy is directed towards the college game. So I think there might be some opportunities there that like places like Texas or like Florida or stuff.
Well,
we could
talk about Texas, Oklahoma.
Oh.
As well.
Also like, If you're getting an offer from Auburn and Iowa, you're no matter the money situation, whatever, a lot of people are still going to be inclined to want to go to the SEC school.
Right.
And Iowa's known for having good tight ends. So if you're a good tight end, you have a better chance of standing out at Auburn, where there's probably not as good of other tight ends, whereas at Iowa, like you get Laporta. He's, you know, you get a tight end that comes in as a freshman or sophomore and starts for 3 years. You might not get your shot.
But also at Iowa, we run so many two tight end sets that even if you're not listed as the starter, you're still going to see, you know, 30 snaps a game as the backup. Like, Sean Beyer played a lot of big minutes for us last year, came up with some, like, big catches.
Yeah, he was a starting tight end at the beginning of the season.
No, Laporta was listed as the
starter.
Laporta
was
Beyer was listed as second string, but, like, he still got the ball a lot. Like, even if you're not the starter at tight end at Iowa, you still see the field a lot.
So, my point was just, I don't think the money's going to affect it as much as everybody thinks, because it's not like the schools. I mean, the SEC schools are paying people always.
Yeah. And
that's the schools aren't the ones that are going to pay the players. It's sponsorships, and those are everywhere.
And let's be honest, the schools that were getting all of the big recruits were going to continue to get them regardless of now that they can make money on endorsement deals. Like Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, like those schools were getting whoever they wanted anyway, being able to be like, also, like, this car dealership will give you a fucking, like, Mercedes for free now. Like, that's probably, like, they were going to get that guy anyway if that was the person that they were keying in on.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it will affect recruiting that much, but
no, I don't think it will really at all.
But I actually thought of two things while we were talking about that. One is basketball related. Can I go back to it quick?
Sure.
Fran McCaffrey's contract got locked in through 2028.
Good. Well, I'll keep Fran as long as he wants to stay.
I mean, that contract strictly correlates with his son, Luke Wieskamp, and there's another legacy recruit out there, but they'll be coming through by that time. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Basketball, like, obviously everybody wanted us to finish better than what we did in the tournament last year, but I don't know. Basketball is one of those weird ones because, like, some people do have, like, the burr up their ass to fire Fran. But if you go from a coach that gets you, you know, 20-something wins every season, and then you roll the dice, that's how you end up with a Todd Licklider in your program. So, you know, Iowa is not a program that's going to be like a national championship contender year in and year out anyway. So when you have somebody that's got the consistency that Fran does, yeah, I think you just got to ride with him, and then you take the highs when you can get them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't argue. He makes the NCAA tournament. He just...
Yeah, he's kind of like Ferentz. Like, you're just going to be consistently pretty good. Maybe a great season once every 10 years, and that's, I mean, that's what you're going to get.
And that's kind of what we are as Iowa fans.
But even the great season this year was...
Yeah.
There are still fun things. We had the National Player of the Year. Like, we've never had that before, so...
Yeah, without him, though, this season wasn't going to be much.
Yeah. I think that this coming season could be fun, though. A lot of young guys that are, you know, started to dip their toes in the water at the end of last season, plus, like, Keegan Murray, who people are already, like, projecting to be as, like, a first-round pick.
There's too much hype around
him. I don't know. I do think
like
there's like, a lot of exciting young talent on the team. I don't expect them to be as good as this past year's team, but I think that they will be better than people are giving them credit for.
They have no shooting. They're not going to be able to shoot the ball very well. Yeah. A lot of athletes, but...
I guess if Chris Murray comes in, because people talk his shooting up, and if J-Bo truly is just a shooter now, you got a few options. Most hated man in the Big Ten, Jordan Bohannon.
Iowa fans and everybody else alike.
Hey, I like Jordan Bohannon.
You either die a hero or live to see yourself become the villain.
I'm glad he's pressing charges on that guy from Iowa State.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
All these Iowa State people were making crap out of it and whatnot and saying... Twitter's getting so freaking stupid between Iowa and Iowa State fans anymore. I used to interact with that a lot, but...
Luke, you still do.
No, I don't. I don't, like, argue back and forth with them.
I don't see any of that. Like, you can choose to avoid that if you want.
Yeah.
I go on Twitter to, like, see something and be like, oh, that's funny. Like, I don't go on there to, like, get in a sports argument, you know?
And then the other thing I thought of was we've kind of forgot about the whole college football realignment shit that's going on right now.
Oh, with teams wanting to join the SEC? Or
I just saw a report this morning when I was scrolling through Twitter that the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC are in talks to create, like, a super, super conference to combat the SEC.
What, 24 teams or what?
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited about potential shit like that. I want shit to change. Some people want it to remain the same. You keep Big Ten football. Who cares? I want to play USC. I want to play Stanford. I want to play Oregon. Probably get our asses kicked.
Not Stanford.
Clemson. If we get the ACC.
Hey,
we
don't have Christian McCaffrey anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I mean, it was literally just a report that said, like, the commissioners of those conferences have talked about, like, doing something to combat the SEC, like, becoming what they are.
Yeah, good. Fuck the SEC.
Yeah, the SEC is just a bunch of entitled white oil family pricks.
What'd you say?
He made a stupid government joke.
Yeah, that was... Okay. But, so, Oklahoma and Texas are officially in the SEC.
No.
Yeah, they are.
They're not in.
It's not a.
They got invited.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't mean that they're in. They're still in the Big 12 until the 2026 season.
2026
God, that's
season.
That's so fucking long.
I'm sure that they'll leave before that. But right now, if they leave, they owe like $170 million
okay,
each.
But honestly, you get together a couple oil families from Texas boosters. That's nothing.
T-Boone Pickens.
May he rest in peace.
Who?
T-Boone Pickens.
Oil tycoon, big Oklahoma State like sponsor. He died last year.
Okay, oh no, pour one out for him.
Sad. So let's just say hypothetically, the Big Ten's only adding two teams.
I don't think that would happen.
Who are they adding?
They're adding somebody from the West Coast.
USC and Oregon.
It'd be a West Coast team because, like, outside of Oklahoma and Texas, there aren't any big brands in the Big 12, so you're not adding, like, any more eyeballs. So you have to move out west or get somebody from the East Coast or Notre Dame to kind of expand.
Fuck Notre Dame.
How about Cincinnati stepping in there?
Nobody cares.
It doesn't move the needle, really. I don't know.
they don't add enough to want to put them into the conference. Like, Maryland and Rutgers are terrible teams, but the Big Ten added them to the conference because you get an East Coast viewership because of that.
They went D.C. and New York.
Right, and so that's what they did. That's the reason. The teams suck, but, like, that's the reason. Hey, so you have to move out west if you're trying to expand your market.
Yeah, Maryland's decent at basketball.
Maryland beat the fuck out of Penn State.
Rutgers was the Big Ten team that got the furthest in the tournament this year.
Rutgers and Maryland are both pretty decent.
Greg Schiano's got the football team playing all right.
See, this is song. You're the Schiano, man.
I don't know. I think that, like, I know, like, Iowa State wants to be part of the Big Ten. It doesn't do much for the Big Ten to add them. Like, you have the state of Iowa already with Iowa. You're not adding that much, like, viewership or fandom with Iowa State. You have to get a big brand from somewhere that's not already in your market if you're trying to expand the conference.
Can I drop a rightful rant? Can we bring back the rightful rants?
Go for it.
Okay, so for years, for decades, Iowa State fucking railed on the Big Ten, just talking about how the conference wasn't good and just ripping on the teams in the conference. Oh, you got Rutgers and Maryland and whatnot, Nebraska. You can't all of a sudden flip the switch just because the future of your conference is in jeopardy. And just fucking start kissing our asses.
Okay, you're talking about just Iowa State fans, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
But also, that's what, like, everybody would do. Like, Iowa shits down the throat of, like, the Big 12, too.
Because we are better than the Big 12.
Here's the thing. If the roles reverse, say, like, Michigan and Ohio State got poached to the SEC and the Big Ten was all of a sudden like, shit, we might fold as a conference, Iowa would be, like, kissing ass to who... Yeah, they'd be kissing ass to whoever they could to try and get into a conference before the one that, like, they're in collapse.
Just please take us in our boring style of football.
I'm just saying, like, I get where Luke's coming from because, like, fuck Iowa State. But admit, like, they're doing exactly what every other fan base would do when they're in a position where, like, their back's against the wall.
It's just, I do think it's comical, though, that Iowa State's finally on the up and, like, they have the best team in the Big 12 and it's crumbling, like, the conferences. I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
Well, that's how you know the Big 12 is struggling.
Yeah. If I was Kevin Warren, I'd give Texas A&M a call. I'd say, hey, SEC turned their back on you. You're welcome to be the Big Ten's Texas team.
Yeah, right.
Kevin Warren is way too dumb to do that.
Yeah. Also, the other day was the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of him canceling the football season to set a trend. So.
Shout out Nebraska and Iowa.
Nebraska, Iowa, Ohio State. You got to
keep the dream alive.
Change the world.
Yep. One.
You guys ended COVID. Nobody realizes that. That changed COVID because then all the college football teams decided to play.
Hey, it did. Yeah, we were.
I mean, to be fair, the Big Ten is the only major conference that said that they were canceling the season outright. Anyway, the SEC was like, we're doing this no matter what.
Yeah, the SEC was like full capacity for fans. They didn't give a shit.
The Pac-12 didn't start until like
end of November.
That's because their former commissioner, Larry Scott, like happens to have been an even worse commissioner than Kevin Warren is for the Big Ten. But he got canned, so.
Man, yeah. Pac-12 is just a bunch of wussies.
But also, USC and Oregon, if you want to join the Big Ten, please do.
Do you see that Oregon Duck account? Like, it's a verified account for the mascot of Oregon.
Yeah, what the hell was that about?
Yeah, he was just tickling all of our, you know, gojones a little bit.
What did he do? I didn't see it.
He tweeted, like, some...
Just, like, the peeping eyes emojis, and then, like,
I think he said something like, news is coming or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're probably just going to release like their 500th new like jersey or something.
Although, credit to them, they're good jerseys.
Yeah, I mean, when Nike literally just like, there's probably like an entire team at Nike that is just dedicated to creating new Oregon jerseys like throughout the year.
Yeah, so we never got an answer. Joey, you said USC and Notre Dame, or you said USC and Oregon?
I said USC and Oregon.
Notre Dame will never join a conference because they get so much more money like being exclusive to themselves.
If it comes to the super conferences, though, they might.
I don't think they would, because they still can, even with the conferences the way they are, they schedule games against every team that they want to anyway. They play, you know, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State. Like, they schedule games against every, like, who's who of football on a yearly basis anyway. So what good does it serve them to become part of a conference when they can keep all of their media money through NBC the way it currently is?
True. Theo, you got any two teams you want?
Oh, I don't really care. I think everybody's hyping it up a lot, and it's not going to happen for a while if it does happen. So I'm just not really too into that conference talk right now.
All right. Yeah, I think USC would be fun. I would think, like, Colorado would be a good trip. Just, I don't know what they bring to the Big Ten, but just strictly based off of a trip we'll go to, seems like it would be a good trip out to Boulder. I don't know. BYU would be interesting, I think. Hey, Joey, we want to do our ad now?
Austin was just asking me that. I don't know. We've never used it, so how can we?
Hey, Joey.
In good context,
hey,
how
you, hey, Joey. Do you Joey, I need to shave my balls. Can you help me out?
So we've got a little.
Here, I'm gonna go refill my drink. You talk for a sec.
Got a little deal. I haven't prepared anything, so I don't know why they put me on the spot like this. But
it's because it's an ad read.
We've got a deal.
You're supposed to have it ready.
No, I wasn't gonna do it this time because we've never used it. I can't in good conscience say anything about it. But I will say we have a new sponsor, Smooth My Balls. It's just at Smooth My Balls on Instagram. It's a ball shaving company, and if you use our discount code, you get, I believe it's 20% off. We will link the discount code, and I will read it here. It's just the code is HTR, but if you use it, you get, I think, 20% off, and it's really good product. It's a better version of Manscaped, is what I believe it to be. So we'll get our initial package, and we'll take care of our packages with it, and then we will get back to you on how it is. But all the reviews I've read are positive, and nobody's had a bloody sack yet. So
yeah, that's
go ahead and head over to smoothmyballs.com. We'll link the discount code in our Instagram bio. So go for it.
Thank you, Smooth My Balls.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to say what the code is now too? Or
he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, you
it's
missed that.
It's HTR, but it's like a link you have to click on. So
yeah. All right, alrighty. So we have enough ball talk right now.
I love some smooth balls.
Oh, man.
Your woman will love them, too.
Oh, or man.
Love is love.
Yep, love is love. So we want to talk about anything else football related, or do we want to move? I don't know exactly what power ranking or draft or just conversation we're going to do.
Yeah, I guess I'll just save all my notes for the football season preview because they're all, like, pretty football specific. But
I don't think I ever took that many notes throughout all my time in college.
Dude, I told you, I came prepared
Stan,
for this podcast.
If you tried that hard in college, you'd be doing
We've
way
got
better.
A question from Trent Pruitt from Primetime Sports.
I feel like not enough people are talking about the Iowa Hawkeye defense. Last year they gave up, I believe it's a sixth ranked, 16 points per game, and first ranked yards per play at 4.2 yards per play. We're also returning, I think, 10 juniors. So how are you guys feeling about the defense heading into this year?
Thank you for the question. Always appreciate it.
I do have some notes about the defense.
Yeah, we can rattle off some Phil Parker porn here quick.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. They're going to be quick this year.
Yeah.
They got a lot of smaller guys, though.
So,
smaller guys are going to be quick.
Yeah.
They're going to be exciting to watch.
Specifically, our secondary is going to be incredible. We're returning all five of our starters from the defensive secondary, and we're adding Xavier Williams, a grad transfer from Northern Iowa, who was a two-time first-team.
UNI fight, baby.
Yeah. He was a two-time first-team All-Missouri Valley Conference player. So, I mean, when you return all five of your starters and then you add somebody of that caliber, like, they're going to be really good. Last year, our secondary, we allowed 206 passing yards per game and only a 57.8 completion percentage for opposing offenses. So you take everybody that was there, give them an extra year, like a full spring, a full summer, a full fall practice, and then you add, like, you know, a first-team all-conference transfer in there as well, they're going to be legit.
Yeah, I mean, the front four, or the defensive line is the big question mark, I think, because we still got Jack Campbell at the linebacker, so solidified a lot of it.
Still got
Van Valkenburg's there, but I'm also not worried about the defensive line because it seems like every time it seems like we don't have anybody.
Somebody steps up. So
Van Valkenburg, Anthony Nelson,
Yeah. So I think the guy to watch this year is going to be Joe Evans. He actually, surprisingly, like the guy that you don't hear about a lot, he has 189 career snaps, which is the second most returning on the defensive line behind Van Valkenburg. He's not very big. He's only like 259 pounds. He's a lot more of like a edge rush specialist than an every down guy. But I think you're going to see him on a lot of like third down packages. I'd look for him to put up big sack numbers this season. He also
big sack. Shout out the sponsor, yeah. Big Smooth.
He also led the big team last sack. Year in yep. quarterback pressures. So like he's good at getting to the quarterback. So that's a guy that he was like a Division II guy that transferred or walked on. And I think he got a scholarship last year, but he's a guy to keep an eye on this year. I think he might break out.
Yeah, it's a very good defense still. Secondary, yeah, like solid. You said, secondary is going to be great. I have zero concerns with the secondary at all.
A lot of exciting players.
Yeah.
We see Brandon Smith caught a tutter from Ben DiNucci last night.
Nucci DiNucci.
Amir Smith-Marset's touchdown snag in that
practice. Amir is poised to be like, yeah. The Vikings already have two really good receivers, but he's poised to be like the best third receiver in the yeah. league.
It's a shame that Kirk Cousins is the one that's throwing him the football.
I still want to see ISM returning kicks, though.
I'd be a little leery about catching a pass from known anti-vaxxer Kirk Cousins, though.
I mean, we should have known that about him when he was wearing, like, the thong flip-flops with socks. That says all you need to know about him.
Kirk Cousins is such a scary dude. I saw this on his Instagram a couple years ago. He's got this vase in front of his house, and he put, like, however many stones in it, like, for each month that, like, a human is supposed to live, like the human lifespan. Every month he goes out there and takes a stone
what
out.
What the fuck?
And that's representative of how much time like he has left on Earth. What a goofy bastard. That is just a psycho move.
That's your quarterback.
I am not a Kirk Cousins is not my quarterback.
Yikes.
I don't judge Kirk based on his off the field decisions. I just like him as a real quarterback. So.
Well, he might not be in a whole lot of real quarterback for you this year when he's got COVID.
He's also a person who can't beat Iowa, so. Remember when they were, what, number 5 that year?
And we kicked the shit out of them.
Throttled them.
That was the Hyde to Sash pick 6, right?
Yep, Hyde to Sash.
RIP, pour one out.
That's a real one.
Yeah, that's a real one.
Yep, sad moment. Boy, Stin's really sucking him down over there.
You've had more than me. This is my first drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you dumped a cup before. All right. So what do we want to do here for our draft or power ranking?
What are we doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Danny sent a good idea the other day.
The chairs? Your favorite chair?
Dude, not the only one I know is a Lazy Boy.
There's another good one, though. The like the zero gravity like lawn chairs.
Yeah. Flex Steel. That's what the chairs are in Vim McCaffrey.
Those things are money.
Moon pod.
Actually, we could talk about, since we have known conspiracy theorist here, John Schrader. We could talk about conspiracy theories for a little bit.
Where should we start?
I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. I'm not going to lie.
We could power rank our favorite Little Debbie's desserts.
Ooh, all right.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to pull up a list then.
Yeah, oh, man. I haven't been given time to think about this.
You just got to come off the top of your head. All right. Who wants to start?
Matthew can start. Well, are we doing like a top three or is it like a one?
Let's do three.
Two?
Do two. Right. There's so many. It's probably going to be a lot of overlap.
I think
so
my
we're
two
not,
are.
No, one. You start with one.
So you can't
one.
Choose right.
one
that somebody
number
else
one
has chosen.
Is
that right?
Oatmeal yeah. cream pies. Absolute no doubter.
That was going to be the one I yeah, put that, my first.
Yeah. Wow. What?
Where else could you be yeah. if you're.
I think I have one inside.
Those are a goat snack.
Number two is coming up in there.
Aren't we just doing one at a time? Yeah. One at a time. We're going around.
Sorry, I jumped the gun.
Are we snaking it like Matthew and Joey Wings?
Yeah.
And then back around? Okay.
I think
my second. I mean, you still got kind of the clear number one.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. My number one, I'm going to go with a Nutty Bar.
Yeah, that was in my list.
There's been some discrepancies on the name of those. They've changed,
I think
they?
It's Nutty Bar is yeah. what it's called.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. But once in a while you see it, and it has a different name.
I think that's just like a discount.
Off-brand.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
an off-brand,
really?
Not actual Little Debbie.
Oh, I thought that was on.
I no,
was
I think that
brand.
It's always been, there's yeah, a lot of like knockoffs. Yeah. But like an actual Little
Nutty
Debbie
Buddy.
Nutty.
Nutty
yeah,
Buddy.
Nutty
Buddy. Yeah, Nutty Buddy.
Breaking news.
Little Debbie's
a
flip flopper.
Nutty
Buddy.
Okay.
No, because I'm looking at it right here. It says Nutty Bar.
Oh.
Like it's changed,
what?
I think. I think
okay.
it changed to Nutty Buddy.
Okay. Nutty Bar is a lot better, I think.
Debbie.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nutty Buddy / Nutty Bar. Yeah, we all know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm going with. All
right. You guys dropped the ball. You fumbled the bag.
I think I know what you might go with.
Screwed up big time. Zebra cakes.
Yeah. I knew that. I thought that's what you were
going to
say.
So overrated.
Zebra cakes
are so overrated and they are so dry.
Dude,
it tastes
no.
like you're
zebra cakes
out
hit.
Of the Sahara Desert.
That is a bad take.
No.
Zebra cakes are.
I'm not here for
those
zebra cakes.
Zebra
they
cakes
are very overrated.
They have the sibling to the zebra cake, which is the Christmas tree ones.
Damn it, Joey.
That
is a zebra cake. No, it is not.
It's a different, shape.
It's it's
even here, it has zebra cakes, and then it has the Christmas
tree. Pick a different.
Same shit, different shit.
Pick a different.
I'm going to roll.
You got two picks here. So
look at these
trolls
all Googling little Debbies like you're not a fucking pro.
I don't know the name specifically of what I'm thinking.
Okay,
of, so
I'm
kind of
surprised this fell to me in four. I'm going Cosmic Brownies.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of Cosmic Brownies. Oh, wow.
Cosmic Brownie is a legendary snack.
Cosmic Brownie never did it for me.
Very good.
Oh, man.
All right.
This is a big one here for me.
Wait, you went, right?
Yeah, we're snaking it back.
All right. Oh, shit. I got to go last.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Shot clock, new rule in Iowa high school
up
basketball.
Up yours, man. Right. I'm going to... Are Ding Dongs Little Debbie or no? That's Hostess.
That's Hostess, yeah.
Fuck, okay. I love a good Ding Dong. No, I'm going to go with Swiss Rolls.
Yeah, that's
a good pick.
I feel like I got two quality picks there at four or five.
They're pretty good.
All right, Joey, don't fuck me here because I know what I want to go with.
All right, I'm going to need a second because...
I got two solid picks lined up, so I'm not too concerned.
Oh, man.
Where's the shot clock at, you?
He's only at like 15. You were at like 35.
I'll just go... It's tough for me, but I'll go with Star Crunch.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I thought I was my last pick.
Star Crunch are so goddamn good.
I just
son
love
a bitch.
I just love the consistency of the Star Crunch. It's so chewy.
Star Crunch are really goddamn good.
Yeah, they are phenomenal.
And they're underrated for sure. You don't really see them much.
Okay, yeah, they're good. That was my.
Thank you, Little Debbie, for the Star Crunch.
That was gonna be my my A1 pick here, but so my backup one that I had just in case you took that, I'm gonna go with a Honey Bun.
God damn it! Those were my only two that I had. And took them both.
They have like 1,000 calories each, and you're gonna die if you eat like 3 of them. But fuck, they're good.
Honey Bun, aka the diabetes roll.
Man, Theo's in a pickle here.
Yeah,
I feel us three dominating.
Is there another one?
There's one that you're missing.
Everybody,
that I can think of.
Everybody hit their phones.
I can't think of anything right now. I'm looking.
Can I say what I was thinking?
Yeah,
Matthew has to commit to it.
The cupcakes, the chocolate cupcakes with the filling in the middle.
Yeah, I saw that, but that's pretty much just a fucking Swiss roll.
They're a little bit
it's
different.
It's the same ingredients.
Oh, that was 1-1, Trent.
Yeah,
that was
1-1.
One.
One.
Yeah.
You guys love good cream pie.
Yeah.
They are great.
I don't...
Some might say
the chocolate
best.
Chip cream pies are also awesome, but that's just the same thing.
I'll help you out another one here. The little powdered donuts.
Are those...
Those are Little Debbie's.
They got the powdered ones, the chocolate ones, the ones
powdered
you
ones are way better than the chocolate. If you eat too many of the chocolate ones, it just feels film. The film is like stuck on the top of your mouth. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take the gimme pick on the donuts because I got nothing
donuts.
Else.
You had powdered donuts.
You got the best power pick of the draft with the oatmeal cream pie.
He had to take that one with the first overall.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-doubter.
We should do Hostess next time.
Snowballs.
Oh, my God. If you've ever bought a snowball, stop listening to this podcast. Delete it from your library. We don't want you.
Hey, known one-time champion of the Twinkie eating contest in Holy Cross, Iowa.
Twinkie's probably a top five snack.
10 years ago today for me.
Man, the glory days.
Yeah.
Matthew didn't even chew them.
Nope, I didn't.
Just right down the hatch.
Didn't
Twinkie
even
after Twinkie.
Just one gulp, and it was all the way down. Practice makes perfect.
all right. We got anything else we want to talk about here?
I don't know.
We have one more question?
Yeah, Luka Doncic, Supermax deal. How do we think about that?
I think he deserves it. I think he's the best young player the league has. I don't think there's any young better player that
is. The next LeBron?
No, because there's not going to be another LeBron.
Nobody's
in
the. He's more global, though.
More.
Ooh.
More global. Nobody cares about that. You know what we care? We care about the U.S. of A. And.
He's also white.
Are you saying that he's better than LeBron because he's white?
Absolutely not. I'm just saying for marketing purposes.
Okay, disavow.
All right. All
right, Stephen A.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of Stephen A., it's not Stephen A., but remind me of that. Do you guys see the clip of was it Undisputed or whatever, when she just absolutely went scorched earth on fucking Skip when he said that Mike McCarthy couldn't be a good coach because he was overweight. And she's like, I get to speak my part on the show, too. That was
awesome.
Man,
that was so overdue. I fucking hate Skip.
Yeah, he's actually
Skip. Who watches that show, like, actually?
Nobody.
I've never sat down and watched an episode of that. I see, like, the clips that are on Twitter, but I've never willingly sat down to watch that.
Speaking of shows, this kind of out of left field, but Sports Nation, whatever happened to that?
When they had Michelle Beadle and Colin Cowherd on it.
Yeah, that was an awesome show.
It was good
back in the day.
Both of them.
It was the perfect right-after-school show. You get home and it was on at 3:30.
Colin was right.
The herd hierarchy.
Colin had too much personality for ESPN to keep him around, so...
But that's right. Known Iowa hater.
He really changed, though, when he got his own, like, radio show, like, solo show. He's, like, more of, like, a funny, like, guy on, like, Sports Nation. And then he went to just, like, talk radio and just, like, completely different.
Yeah, because you have to be a hot takes guy to be on sports radio consistently. Like, Stephen A. and fucking Skip and all those guys, most of their takes are garbage, but they stay on the air because they get people talking about them because they say just the most ridiculous shit.
I do listen to The Herd a fair bit, though.
I do like The Herd.
If it's on, like, and there's nothing else, I'll turn it on, but... I only one sports show six true in my heart. That's Mr. Dan Patrick.
Oh,
yeah,
he is the GOAT.
In fact, The Herd was my first podcast I ever listened to. Should we go around the table? Who was our first podcast?
Couldn't tell you. Honestly, pardon my take. I think it would be my first ever.
When I first started listening to podcasts, it was when LeBron was like on fire there in the middle of 2010s, and I would listen during the finals. And I always listened to First Take podcast and The Herd every day.
Really, Jesus, it's like 6 hours of podcast.
I think I listen.
No, I hate Bill Simmons. I hate him.
Mr. Boston?
Yeah, I think my first was part of my take, too.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee was the first one I ever listened to.
Mm.
He has a good pod.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
He is funny.
Ooh, maybe, now that we got a connection down in Arizona, because our good friend Trent Pruitt moves down there this week.
Primetime Sports.
Barstool's got a bowl coming up there this year. First time ever. What is it called?
The Barstool Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, see? Let's lock it down, huh?
I'll be making my first trip down to shitty Tucson for that one. You can see me there for sure.
Shade thrown at Tucson. All right. Didn't see that coming.
You don't like U of A?
You're an Arizona State guy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go State.
Hey, whoa.
He went there.
Can't be saying that on this pod.
Go Herm. Go Herm.
Better. Yeah, we love Herm.
Fighting
Edwards.
Yep. But, all right, I think that's all we got for this week's podcast. Like I said, we'll have another one coming up shortly with hopefully get David Eichhold on, talk some football before the season starts. But, yeah, Holy Cross Day is today. The boys are going to have a good time. It's a beautiful day to have a great day, you know?
It is a good day to have a good day.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the show on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My Twitter is Myers_Luke. The show's is HTR_pod. Joey's is JoeMama2196. Austin's is Myers Austin. And Thew's is Matthew Myers 4.
Bingo.
Oh, baby. We are hot. The boys are hot. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're 3 weeks away from football. Go Hawks.
And Nebraska.